Welcome to another PI World podcast. This is an audio-only version offered as another way to enjoy our great content. A full video version can be seen on piworld.co.uk, where you can find many more videos of interest to investors.
During the first half, we've made strong progress in implementing our growth strategy. Importantly, we've seen further increases in recurring revenue, which is an important strategic pillar of our growth plan moving forward. Alongside this, following investment in our sales teams in both the UK and North America, we have seen a more than doubling of our software pipeline during this period. And that's really important because that will underpin and help us accelerate future growth in both of those markets. We have won some important large multi-year contracts during the period across varying different parts of our portfolio, both in our rail technology side, but also in our data analytics consultancy and events division as well. Importantly, we are about to go live with a new software product in North America, which is a new variant of our computer-aided dispatch solution. And this opens up a really large market opportunity for us in North America. So a really exciting point in our journey following the acquisition of Railcom in 2022. We have made significant progress in implementing our business transformation activities, and those activities will conclude by the end of this financial year. And alongside that, we remain absolutely committed to our sustainability agenda, and in publishing our carbon reduction plan, have now laid out clear targets and clear actions that will be implemented over the next 5 years.
Our financial performance in the first half was in line with our expectations, and it reflects the good progress we're making both in transforming the group's operating model and in establishing a solid platform that will deliver accelerated future growth. As we explained at the full year results back in November, the revenue growth this year will be much more weighted towards the second half of the year. And that's driven by two things, really. One is the timing of milestone deliveries in our order book. And the second is the increasing transition to a SaaS format for new contract wins, particularly in North America. As a result of that, the first half revenue was 7% lower than the first half of last year at £36.6 million. Within that, we've continued to grow recurring revenue in the rail side of the business. That increased by 12% to just over £12 million in the first half. And we've seen continued growth in the data analytics consultancy and events division, where revenue is up 3%. There's an increased mix of revenue from the data analytics consultancy events side of the business, which is a lower margin division. And that's reflected in our EBITDA performance. And that also includes the investment that we're making to expand our commercial, technical and delivery capabilities. And as Chris mentioned, we're already starting to see the benefit of that investment with a significantly growing pipeline in our key markets in the UK and North America. We're well positioned to return to growth in the second half of the year. That's supported by a large order book of work, new contracts that we've won in the period, and a pipeline of opportunities that are at advanced stages of procurement that we expect to convert during Q4, particularly in North America. And as that revenue comes through, we expect the EBITDA for the group to return to historic levels over the course of the full year. The transformation activities are progressing to plan and at pace. In the period, we've incurred £1.3 million of exceptional non-repeating cash costs in order to deliver that. And those are mostly associated with headcount reductions where roles were no longer required or have been duplicated in the new organisational structure, transforming our IT operating model, so the way that we deliver and develop our technology products, as well as starting to streamline our operating footprint. And that's included starting to consolidate our operating locations in the first half of the year. And we expect that there'll be in the order of another £1 million of these exceptional cash costs in the second half of the year as we complete these activities. The group continues to generate healthy levels of cash. We closed the first half with £16.8 million of cash on the balance sheet and no debt. And that was actually at a similar level to where we were 12 months ago. During that 12-month period, we've had approximately £10 million of cash outflows related to earnouts and delivering those transformation activities. As we explained at the year end, our material historic earnouts are now completed. So with our strong balance sheet and healthy cash generation, we're well positioned to continue to invest in organic and M&A driven growth going forward. And on the strength of our cash position and our growth prospects, we've declared an interim dividend of 1.1 pence per share, maintaining our progressive dividend policy. So overall, we've got good momentum in the business. We've got a growing pipeline of opportunities. We're making good progress on our strategic financial objectives of growing recurring revenue, generating cash. And so we're well positioned to return to growth in the second half of the year.
So in the period, we've made important progress in delivering large rail technology contracts and also securing significant pipeline growth across a number of our technology areas. And here are a few examples of those. So during the period, we have secured a multi-year extension to our Rail Hub contract with Network Rail. This is a safety and risk management platform that's used by almost 50,000 people across the rail industry in the UK every day. And we've now secured a contract to bring further enhancements and further functionality to that platform. Alongside that, we go live in May with a really important new product in the North American market, which is a new variant of our computer-aided dispatch product. This opens up a huge new sector of opportunity for us with both transit and commuter rail, and also with freight operators across the North American market. So a really exciting development, which is already driving significant pipeline growth in North America. And then in the UK, we've seen several important developments across our pay-as-you-go smart ticketing product portfolio. We've launched another version of our Itso smart card technology, and that is with Merseyrail. And there are further contracts that will be deployed in the coming months. And then importantly, we've been developing our Hopsta product for the last 12 months, which is a pay-as-you-go smart ticketing app. And that is already underway for a six-month pilot program with a UK train operator. And the app will become available for general public use from May onwards this year. So these demonstrate how our investment in technology and our investment in acquisition leaves the group in a really strong position for future growth.
We've seen high activity levels in the data analytics, consultancy and events division in the first half. And as a result, it delivered record revenue of £20.1 million, which is 3% higher than last year. And activities on this side of the group are really focused in two areas. Last year, we integrated our traffic data and events business. And that is all about delivering transport data collection and analysis, as well as both the long-term planning and the on-the-day transport management for large sporting events, greenfield festivals, and fixed-site venues. This business has high levels of repeat revenue. We've got a number of blue-chip customers who we've worked with over several years, and during the period, we've secured a number of important renewals of those contracts, as well as winning new work, particularly for fixed venues. It's also the most seasonal part of our portfolio, has very high activity levels through the summer months, and therefore from a revenue perspective, it's much more weighted towards the second half of the year. And our ambition on this part of the business is to introduce an increasing element of technology alongside the services offering, so that we can offer our customers a more integrated and sophisticated service, allowing them to run their operations more efficiently and more effectively, and deliver a better experience for the people that are visiting their events and venues. The other side of this division is focused more around professional services, and this is where we utilise our capabilities in data analytics, GIS, earth observation, as well as specialist rail and other transport capabilities. And this is all about helping our customers with their long-term planning, but also their day-to-day operations so that they can run their businesses more efficiently and achieve their sustainability objectives. And in that sense, it dovetails really nicely with the rail side of the business, because we're seeing an increasing demand from customers for a combination of both technology solutions, but also using the data that generates to deliver additional insight that helps to deliver better business and operational outcomes. One example of that is in Traxys GeoIntelligence, which was launched in the period. And this is where we are focused on introducing our earth observation capabilities into the rail markets in the UK and North America. What we're finding here is we have customers with increasingly complex infrastructure challenges, particularly associated with the effects of climate change and severe weather events. Our earth observation capabilities allow us to monitor activity that's happening on the Earth's surface. So in this case, that could be things like soil saturation, vegetation, land slippage and flooding. And by layering that capability alongside the unique data sets that we generate through our rail technology solutions, and applying our capabilities around data analytics, GIS, and our specialist industry knowledge allows us to generate a really rich, integrated, and more sophisticated picture for our customers of their entire network and operations, which helps them to deliver improved efficiency and sustainability outcomes. So we see this combination of our capabilities on this side of the business alongside the unique data that our technology solutions either generate or process as a key differentiator for Tracsis and an important contributor towards our long-term growth opportunities.
So we remain confident in our long-term growth prospects, and our future activities are focused in five key areas. The first of those is to continue to invest in R&D and new technology. Our stated strategic objective is to continue to grow recurring revenue across the business and to transition as much of our portfolio as we can to a SaaS format. And hence, that's really important that we continue to invest in the technology base that sits behind that. Alongside that, we have seen significant pipeline growth over the past 6 months. And that's because we have such a strong portfolio of products across the business. And alongside that, we now need to continue to invest in our sales capability, and we need to continue to convert those opportunities to drive future growth, both through H2 and into next year. We remain committed to sustainability, and we have published our carbon reduction plan very recently. We have also, during the period, achieved ISO 14001 accreditation, and that's a really important demonstration of both the hard work that the team have put in to understand and commit to those future sustainability targets, and also our commitment as a business to being carbon neutral by 2030. In terms of looking forward, we continue to be very focused on acquisition. We have seen a significant growth in the pipeline of opportunities, both here in the UK and in North America, and acquisition is going to play a very important part of our growth trajectory. And then finally, the team have done an outstanding job this year managing an awful lot of change. We are coming towards the end now of a significant amount of business transformation work, and this will lay the foundation for us to accelerate our future growth, to scale the business, and to further improve profitability. So overall, we're in a really strong position moving forward, and I'd like to say a huge thank you to the team for all the hard work that they've put into that success.
PI World videos and podcasts are for general information and interest. They do not constitute any kind of recommendation or inducement to buy shares of any company. PI World is not offering any kind of financial advice, and nothing in our material should be taken as such.